have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to We Have a Hulk Pod, episode 61. I'm Nicola.
And I'm Chris.
And what are we going to be discussing in this delightful episode then, Chris?
So we got some news.
We do? Yeah. We've got some actually pretty exciting news for once, according to Chris.
Is it?
I think it is. Oh, yeah, Star Trek trailer, Venom. Ooh.
We got one review for this week.
We do, this week.
It's going to be colossal. A movie review. We're going to do one review per week now.
Yes, we're going to like mix it up alternate. A little bit. Yeah.
We'll do a movie, then we'll do TV, maybe we'll do like a graphic novel or whatever. And then we've got an interview for you, which is going to be David Anders.
Yep, so all you iZombie fans. So he plays Blaine in iZombie.
Yes.
Also been in a lot of other things, like Heroes, Once Upon a Time,
I think I recognise him more from Heroes. I think it was Adam in Heroes.
I think so, yeah.
And he was in Once Upon a Time as, like, the doctor guy.
Oh, what's his name? Yeah. Frankenstein. We've also got some listener questions from you guys. And, of course, At Home with the Hulks, because I know that's everyone's favourite.
I think we should just do At Home with the Hulks.
Okay, let's get off with At Home with the Hulks then.
Yeah,
so what have we been up to in the past week? What have we been watching? What have we been doing? What have we been reading?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
What have we been watching? We watched a little bit more Colony.
We did. We've nearly finished it.
Yeah, I'm really loving that show.
It's so good. Great show. We finished Sense8 Series 2.
Yeah, we did.
That was also very good, but also another cliffhanger. So just give me Series 3 now.
Yeah, it's exciting. What else did we watch?
More Rick and Morty.
I do love that.
That's really funny. Although we watched a really weird episode where it was all about like TV shows from different alternate realities and stuff.
That was strange.
That was odd. Like the whole episode was like...
It's usually a bit out there.
Yeah.
It's usually very out there, but this was out there. So, yes.
Very, very odd. Also, we watched Blade Runner last night.
We did indeed.
We did. We watched the final cut. And because we said we were going to watch it because you haven't seen it for a while. Yeah. And obviously Blade Runner 2049 is out soon. What were your thoughts, Chris?
This is going to be a bit controversial.
Oh, no. Okay.
But I feel personally that it is overrated.
Oh, intriguing.
I feel like maybe at the time it was very powerful.
Groundbreaking?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But now I feel like sci-fi has come quite far, and for me, sci-fi is not that.
Okay.
Necessarily. Interesting. I did love the visuals.
I'm not sure whether it was actual, like, hardcore sci-fi.
No.
I think it was like a noir sort of detective mixed with sci-fi,
enjoyed that stuff.
Androids.
Yeah. I like the visuals of it. It looked fantastic.
Yeah.
But the story for me, I felt like the universe was the interesting thing. But there was a very focused story on one guy and his mission to get these other guys.
Androids. Things.
Yes.
Okay.
But he was clearly one of them, right?
Deckard, you think he was an android?
I mean,
the unicorn.
It seemed pretty obvious to me.
The origami
unicorn. And he was like, I mean, it makes sense if you're gonna hire people to do dangerous jobs, like go after replicants.
Yes.
You're probably gonna just create replicants to go after the replicants.
Makes sense.
It's like, you just get them in there for long enough that they can get them in, and then you probably terminate them and then make some more.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was good. I think it was good, but it just seemed a little overrated for me. It was kind of like a whole, what's that film that you really love? Inception.
Yeah.
sorry, but I don't think Inception was as deep as it claimed to be. And I think that's the same with this one. It's kind of like a whole, I don't know, that's just my opinion. I'm sorry. What did you think?
I enjoyed it, but I did think it was a bit... Oh, I mean, it was good. There was a lot of water. I'll say that now.
Yeah, I think it's really Scott trope. He loves to have dripping water.
Yes.
But there was a lot in this.
I want to say, what's the word? It was very sort of... There were a lot of metaphors, and it was very metaphorical and sort of a bit out there, and it didn't quite explain everything.
There were a couple of metaphors. I don't think there were a lot, necessarily.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. We also watched Doctor Who.
We watched Doctor Who?
We did. That was actually really good. I'm actually really
enjoying
Doctor Who
season.
At the moment.
Yeah, it's great.
I think because they've mixed it up, they've got a new companion, Bill, who's actually really, really good.
And the other guy.
Nardole. He's actually really good.
Last week.
I mean, I thought he was kind of annoying at the start, but last week when he was like telling the Doctor off, I was like, ooh, okay.
Power.
Yeah, some power in there.
It's kind of cool because it's like, yeah, I mean, at the start you're like, it's a new thing, I'm not sure if I'm into it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not a completely new thing, but, you know, it's a new thing for the recent series. Yeah, I think it works. Mm, I think it works.
Yeah.
And I really like the concept of this story, but the idea that people are realizing that they're actually in a simulation.
Yeah, that they're, not real. Not
in the real world.
That was a bit weird.
But I mean, it could be. It could be true. It could be. We may be in a simulation.
We may be.
How do you feel about that?
confused, but yes. I thought the villains were really creepy as well.
Yes.
I feel like they've been kind of ramping up the horror. Well, not horror, but you know what I mean.
I feel creepiness. Like they've been trying to push them into certain, because this one was obviously very kind of Vatican.
Yes.
Kind of, what is the word for that religion?
Catholic.
It's very Catholic.
Yep.
With all the, like, what is the word for those people?
Priests?
Cardinals?
Okay, yeah, anyway.
I think they were, like, dead cardinals or something. Okay, they'd come back, yeah, whatever, I don't know. But yeah, it looks really cool.
They're coming back again next week, though, aren't they?
Yeah, so
it's the same kind of villain. I think Ken Major was explaining. I think it's like a three-parter.
Mm.
So that's kind of intriguing. And we've got like pyramids next week. That's kind of cool.
But same people.
Yeah, and we've also got we had a bit of a glimpse of Missy.
Yes,
that was pretty good. So I think she's the one in the same
obviously the one
thing.
In the thing. So he was supposed to kill her, but he didn't kill her. But then he said, "I'll still look after her. You know, I'll put her in this safe thing. She won't be dead, but I'll look after her." I think that's gonna be cool. And then we'll get to see how that unfolds and how we end up seeing the old master.
Yeah, and how they're gonna. I'm really looking forward to how Missy and the old one are gonna kind of interact. Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool. I love seeing the guy from Humans in it. He was funny.
Yeah.
And the way that the doctor kind of scared them all, like, look at my kill list. Yeah. He was like,
Just why don't you just check how many people I've killed? He's like, I'm out.
Okay, that's me. I'm done.
I'm done.
So yeah, I think that's pretty much everything we've been watching. Obviously, we watched Colossal.
But let's get to the real We Have a Hulk.
what have we been doing?
At Home with the Hulks.
The
real At Home with the Hulks is, we've been hanging out with in the garden this afternoon with Dave.
Dave the cat. He's not our cat, but we call him Dave.
Yeah, he hangs out with us.
Yeah, it's fine. Was quite nice.
I sometimes give him cheese.
Probably not supposed to, but yes.
He loves it. It's cool.
Today we went on a Pokemon Go hunt.
We did.
There's this Adventure Week or something.
Yeah, it's a little event.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. It gets you out the house, which is nice. And we went to a wildlife trust place.
Yes.
And it was very nice. We saw some baby cows and we saw lots of butterflies and dragonflies.
Yes.
And it's been a really nice day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was nice. Quite nice. Although we did get lost.
Yeah, the path kind of stopped being a path.
Yes.
And we went a different route and ended up kind of walking along quite an industrial road. But it was fine.
Interesting.
It was fine.
We made it to the car park. We're still safe.
It's okay.
Yesterday we went and had a bit of family time, actually, didn't we?
Yes.
Which was, it was quite nice, actually.
So it was your grand? What
it was my granny's birthday.
Granny.
Yes.
Because one side is granny and one side is grandma.
Grandma, yeah.
This is interesting because I have the same thing. Like one side
you
for me is...
nanny and a
yeah,
granny.
Yeah, nanny and a granny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do everyone else do that?
Yeah, anyone else have, like, we were talking about this at work, how sometimes, no, it was supposed to be a brand, wasn't it? How one side's really nice
and the
other side's
really
not.
You have a nice nan and a bad nan.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is for me.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, mine's not bad, but she does kind of say whatever she wants to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's just, for me, one side is very kind of, doesn't really feel like an old person.
Yeah, she's quite young at heart.
Yeah, young at heart. Yeah. And then the other side's like, oh.
Who's calf kids done?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Sorry, story time.
So what did we do on this?
We went to the Olive Grove restaurant. I think it's in Oundle, so near Peterborough. And it's like an Italian sort of restaurant. And they also sell like giant palm trees and olive trees.
I like that. That was impressive.
It's very Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And there was like an Acer bit. And I was like, I've just come back from the Acer garden, transported from China.
It was nice because the sun was out as well, so it felt a bit Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Felt like we'd suddenly ended up on holiday or something.
And all these amazing, like, topiary things. There was, like, a giant dinosaur. I was very impressed.
T-Rex, I think.
And my granny was just, like, bombing round. I was like, wait up!
Hold the phone now. Yeah. I'm coming.
Oh, so that was good. Yeah, and we met my new cousin. Which is terrifying. So I'm 26 now, and I've got a 2-week-old cousin. which just sounds a bit weird, right?
But,
Liwell, so his name is, I guess, Spanish?
Or
so
Argentinian? Kind
of Argentinian, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was actually all right, because we're...
Well-behaved.
Yeah, me and Chris are a bit scared of babies. So
yeah, they're terrifying.
We were like, but actually, he just slept most of the time, so that's fine.
That's fine. I mean, they're probably having to deal with that right now.
Bless. That was pretty nice.
I enjoyed it.
We had pizza.
We had pizza.
And some gelato. Ooh. Yes. And some garlic bread. That was really nice.
A little bit of anxiety for me. Because, you know, bread-based product.
You ordered a gluten-free pizza and then they came round and gave you another one. And then you were like, is that gluten-free? And you were like, I don't know. I'll just go and check.
Yeah. Well, they came out and they were like, can I just check? Are you celiac? And I was like, yes.
Oh, well,
they
were like,
okay, we'll go wash the oven out. And I was like, oh, good. Thank you very much. That's nice to know. So suddenly I felt much better.
Yeah.
It took the anxiety away, right? Mm. And then they come out and they're giving the pizzas out and they're like, this one. And then I'm like, is this a gluten-free one? And they're like,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. But it turned out okay.
It did.
I definitely had the gluten-free one.
That's fine.
Hooray! So that's good.
Yes. Also, have you been reading anything? I've been reading quite a few things this afternoon.
I started reading a book.
Oh, did
you? My sister got me.
Oh, it was about like atoms and stuff, wasn't it?
Yes.
The universe and all.
It's like an idiot's guide to the universe kind of book.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm into that kind of stuff, so I think I'll just sort of read it and see what their perspective is on that stuff and kind of just enjoy it and see what happens.
I've been reading, finally got Secret Wars 1 and 2. That's pretty good. I know where... Nerd Chatting and Power Science have been like, oh, read it. And I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for it. Mm. I finally got to read them. Yeah, everyone was talking about like there was a twist at the end of issue 2. And I kind of just read it and was like, meh, okay. sort of thing. I mean, it just seems like another Marvel event, if that makes sense.
Are you giving up then?
No, I do this. I'm like, oh, and then but I still buy it.
<That's>
like, why do I
you
do this?
Do that.
Anyway, I read the last part of The Button as well. So that's a DC crossover, yes. Batman and Flash.
Of course.
Also a little bit disappointing. What? Yeah, not a good week for comic book readers, I don't think.
Wow, okay.
But I mean, it was really good. Visually, it looked fantastic. The story was good. I think issue 3 was possibly the best one. But anyway. Because we saw Thomas Wayne and that was really emotional and but now I've got to wait till November for the Doomsday clock
thing. The new one.
Anyway,
that does sound very interesting, I have to say.
I think that was pretty much everything.
I think so.
Yeah, so let's talk about some news. So Sony have announced that Tom Hardy will play Venom. Yeah, so he's set to play the alien villain / anti-hero Venom. What do you think of this news?
I love Tom Hardy. I think he's fantastic. But he's fantastic in kind of hard-hitting drama. You know?
Okay.
Not necessarily lighthearted superhero films.
It's not going to be lighthearted
at all. It's not going to be lighthearted. No. It's going to be more like Logan. That's the only way I can see it working, really.
I think it's going to be dark. I mean, he is kind of a villain. It's all about the alien symbiote.
So I can only see it working if it's like a Logan type thing where it's really dark.
Yeah.
And it's quite... It's going to have
intense?
To be quite serious. Yeah, intense.
Serious? Tom Hardy can definitely do intense.
He can definitely do that stuff.
Very good.
You couldn't cast him in something that wasn't going to be intense and like,
Bane, he had a bit of like character in there and a bit of funnies at sometimes. He was Anyway, he's set to play Eddie Brock. It's going to be directed by Ruben Fleischer. I'm going to go with that. Who did Zombieland? So that's kind of interesting. Apparently, it's scheduled for October the 5th, 2018. So production starts this fall. So this was tweeted out by Sony Pictures, and there's a picture of Tom Hardy wearing a Venom t-shirt, and it's all black and white, and he's swearing at you, and it just looks very Tom Hardy.
Is that swearing or is that peace over there?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? So, overall, excited?
I am excited. I think. I think given the right script and the right casting, I think it's going to be perfect. Yeah, it just depends. Because, like, you could cast the wrong person for the wrong script, you know what I mean? And I haven't read the script.
I'm sure they've figured this out, right?
I'm sure they've figured it out. So I'm just going
to They don't
let,
need to
I'm
consult gonna... you, because maybe...
Well, maybe they should, you know?
anyway, yeah, Tom Hardy is one of my favourite actors ever at the
really
moment.
Like
so
Hardy.
I am so excited. And Benno is one of my favourite anti-heroes, so yeah. Woohoo! Woohoo! So we had a first look at Star Trek Discovery with a teaser trailer. So this will be shown in America on CBS, Netflix here in the UK. And this is set 10 years before the original, so before Spock, before Kirk. So yeah, I really like the look of this. I don't know about you. The visuals look fantastic. All the kind of the sets, the desert landscape, even that was fantastic. You can tell they've really tried with their filming locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it's the main characters are two women,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which kind of seems like it. But it was announced that Jason Isaacs was supposed to be the captain, right? You know,
right.
From Harry Potter.
Yes.
So where's he? I kind of had this theory, didn't we, when he was announced, because he always plays baddies.
Mm.
Maybe he's going to turn on them. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he starts off as the captain, something happens, or... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, I think it looks great, actually. I think it has a very similar look to Enterprise, and obviously it's a prequel to the original series, like Enterprise was, so it's got that same kind of look there. Their uniforms are pretty similar,
okay,
I think.
Yep.
But yeah, I love the CGI, looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've mixed it up. I like that.
Yeah.
They've done that. They've got the prosthetic faces and they've got the locations and everything
yes.
sorted out. So it looks pretty good. I definitely think it looks much better than my original kind of
yes,
opinion based on that, like, I don't know, preview, whatever it was, but a few months ago. But yeah, I think it looks great. I'm really excited for this, actually. I think I will give it a go. For sure.
Of course, it's Star Trek.
Yes. I didn't love Enterprise, though, so I'm hoping this really kind of raises the bar over Enterprise.
Yeah.
Because that is probably my least favourite of
Star
Trek.
It wasn't great, but I liked it because I think it was a thing I watched on Sunday with my dad, so it was
I mean, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to deny that.
It's still the least favourite for me, I think.
And apparently the first season has been upped from 13 episodes to 15.
Okay.
So that's kind of intriguing.
Yeah, that's
hopefully
is that positive? I think that's positive.
Hopefully it doesn't have like a Luke Cage, Iron Fist sort of too many episodes in one series. We'll see.
I mean, Star Trek, usually they do like a Monster of the Week type thing, don't they?
Yeah,
anyway, so, and then kind of have an arc going on during that time.
Yes.
So it should be fun. Yeah, I think it'll be good. So Wonder Woman reviews are in.
Yes.
And they're very positive.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Yes. Thumbs up.
Finally. Oh, and that's it.
Yeah, that's literally.
That's all you've
got. That's the whole.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to wait and see what I think.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
It's sounding super positive.
It's sounding positive. So
that's
good.
Good.
That is a good thing.
That is good, yeah. We've also had our first look at young Han Solo, kind of behind the scenes, and he looks nothing like Han Solo. I don't know if he kind of feels like this.
No, I do agree.
It's like, what? So StarWarsJunk.net posted a tweet, so it's a set photo, so he might not yet have had his hair done or something.
Right.
But, I mean, he doesn't, because it's Alden... How do you even say this guy's name? Alden Ehrenreich, that's what I'm going to go with.
Sure.
Yeah, he just doesn't look that much like him. I'm not gonna lie.
It's slightly worrying, isn't it? We'll see.
Yeah, so that's kind of started going, and they're obviously filming that, so that's pretty exciting. But yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, he'll start looking a bit more like him soon. So on to the review.
Woohoo!
We thought we'd try possibly a different kind of film this week, because obviously the big one at the moment is King Arthur, and you weren't that fussed about that one.
I didn't want to see it.
No,
if I'm honest,
basically.
I think it looked mismatched and awful.
Okay, so moving off on that, we decided to try something different, and now we saw some trailers for this and thought it was actually pretty funny. So the film is Colossal,
mm-hmm.
and we had to travel to the showcase in Coventry to see this.
We did, which we walked in and it was like falling apart. there's no ceiling panels, and there's like just cables everywhere.
So they're renovating it.
But actually we went into the theatre itself.
Yes, in the screen.
And into the screen. And
much
screen
improved.
Seven.
It was
much improved.
Screen
there's
seven.
So much space. Really nice seats.
Really nice
and
seats.
And it was like a private screening.
It
no
was,
one else was in there.
It was only us
so,
two.
You know, it's just
maybe
us
that
two.
Says something.
In the middle, watching the whole film. It was great.
Yeah. So this is directed by Nacho Vigalondo. So he's previously done Open Windows, The ABCs of Death, time crimes?
I haven't heard of these
at all. They look very horror-y, kind of. So, interesting. But the film stars Anne Hathaway as Gloria, Jason Sudeikis? Yes, as Oscar. We've also got Dan Stevens as Tim, and I think they're the kind of main cast, really, aren't they?
You got Austin Stowell as Joel and Tim Blake Nelson as Garth, and they're like the friends of Jason Sudeikis' character.
Oscar. Yes. So according to IMDb, the storyline is Gloria is an out-of-work party girl forced to leave her life in New York City and move back home. When reports surface that a giant creature is destroying Seattle, she gradually becomes the realisation that she is somehow connected to this phenomenon. So, we did see a couple of trailers about this, but actually, it wasn't showing in Rugby. I think the closest cinema it was showing in was Solihull. So I was a bit like, oh, okay. Yes. Let's maybe just check this out. So, initial reactions to this film then. What were your thoughts, Chris?
I think straight away I'm going to have to go into spoiler territory. So I'm afraid...
Spoiler warning.
Yeah, spoiler warning. If you really want to see this film immediately, then you should probably skip ahead.
Yeah.
If you're probably going to see it at some point, but it's not too big of a deal to you, then I won't worry about it. Just listen to our review.
Okay.
But yeah, for me, I enjoyed it. Coming out of it, I enjoyed the movie.
Okay. But it was one of those.
No, it's one of those films. There's a few of them. It's like Hancock was one of them. And
I liked Hancock.
I liked Hancock, but it was a bit weird.
I mean, I liked 2/3 of Hancock, if I remember rightly.
Right.
I remember the ending was a bit weird. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
Or like Split. It was kind of like, it started off as one thing.
Yeah.
Like one genre. And ended up as a different genre, which was confusing to me. But yeah, I from watching the trailers and everything, it was like, it's going to be kind of like a comedy, kind of like a rom-com.
Comedy.
Almost.
Yes.
Right? And it looked just really fun and kind of... But then in this film, halfway through, it switches and it goes a little bit kind of dark.
Yes.
And not horror, but almost...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It switched.
Yes.
It was like, okay, this is just going to be a fun, oh, look, there's aliens and whatever, monsters, and
monsters
they're going to be
robots.
Fighting and it's going to be funny and everyone's going to be having a laugh. But then halfway through, it kind of went a bit dark and things changed a bit.
Like,
and
this got real. This shit
serious.
Got real.
It actually got serious.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, this is fun. Serious. And I wasn't sure, but I don't necessarily like, but I think I still liked it. I think it actually worked in this case.
Yeah.
Because it felt like a twist.
Right.
It felt like a twist that actually works rather than they just kind of changed their, you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, yeah, what did you think?
I think I have the same feeling. I loved half of it and I was like, oh, this is actually quite funny and blah, blah. There might be a romance here.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a bit of story development with her, you know, alcoholism. Ism. I can't even remember the word.
Not drunk, are you?
I've only had a couple of sips. But then it did change. And then it got a bit weird and a bit... Like, there was one camera angle. We'll probably go on to this a bit later. And so, we've had your spoiler warning. So basically, they kind of control these monster robot things.
Yes, in Seoul.
Yeah.
In South Korea.
Yes. So Anne Hathaway's character was fighting Jason Sudeikis' character.
Yeah.
And Jason, he basically beat her and she was on the ground.
Yeah.
And then he was like stamping.
it was
just so weird.
I don't know how you could have taken that shot seriously because it was a long shot.
It was
like 20
long
seconds.
Shot.
They were
yeah.
just panning across and it was
of
like,
him, like stomping.
Her on the ground, like crying.
No.
And him stomping as if he's destroying cities.
It was in the play area.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So
it was in mud.
Yeah.
He was stamping on mud. And it's supposed to seem like it's like really intense.
He's like killing all these people and destroying the city and
so
stuff.
So on the one hand it's like
so
this
weird.
Comedy thing.
Yeah.
On the other hand it's supposed to be quite serious.
I was like, I didn't know how to take this film.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was like, is it trying to be funny or is it trying to be super serious?
Yeah, exactly. Are they supposed to be trying to be funny now? Or is that is that a serious thing that we're supposed to actually be feeling like dread?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's very strange.
I didn't know how to take it at all. And
But for me, there was a switching kind of thing in the middle, which was a bit weird.
Okay.
But then each half itself kind of worked for me.
Yeah.
So I was okay with it, I think.
And plus it had that usual, it kind of just ended as well.
Yeah.
That kind of, it didn't feel very fulfilled for me. I mean, it just kind of cut to black and was like, oh, okay.
I felt that it finished.
Yeah.
I felt that there was an end, so I was okay with it.
Anyway, sorry, we've been, initial reactions for far too long. So, storyline.
Storyline, like we say, it was kind of interesting. It was like a kind of almost humorous kind of rom-com-y type thing for the first half of the film.
Because basically, obviously, you had this Anne Hathaway's character. Mm. She went back home and then she met...
She went back home because she was having relationship troubles.
Yeah, problems with alcoholism, basically. But she met this guy, Jason Sudeikis' character, and they used to go to school together. And you thought, oh, they might end up together sort of thing. Yeah, he likes her. Does she like him?
He seemed like a nice guy.
He seemed like a really nice guy. Yeah. And then that all changed.
That really changed.
And then I basically wanted to see this film because it seemed like an actual sort of original film.
Yeah.
Like, I'd not seen this concept before. So sort of rom-com funny with... like monsters and robots, right?
I think you could definitely call it original.
Yeah, it was definitely original. But yeah, the storyline just kind of was just a bit too crazy for me, possibly.
I don't know. It was strange. There was times when I was looking at you thinking, what the hell is going on?
I think we turned around quite a lot.
We were literally talking in this film because there was no one else in there.
Which felt quite freeing.
It was quite freeing. Yes. Very strange. It was a weird film.
It was. And then, like, the reveal. So they kept kind of having these flashbacks to when they were kids.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where their sort of powers came
connection
from.
Happened.
Yes.
To the monster things.
Yes. So she controlled this monster thing. He controlled, like, a robot thing.
Yeah.
And it was basically when they were kids, her, art projects of Soul. Kind of flew away and he was like, oh, I'm really
I'll
nice.
I'll go get it for you.
And then you found him basically, like, stamping on it.
Yeah, so he climbed over the fence and then she climbed over the fence. He found the thing. She saw he found it. She was like, oh, that's great. And then he started stamping on it. So immediately that tells you about his character. He's like...
an actual arsehole.
he's one of these people that can't handle anyone else having success.
Yeah.
They just want everyone else to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that kind of told you about him.
She got really angry. There was, like, the flash music. Yeah, and then there was, like, a flash of lightning.
Yeah, her head. And then she was itching her head. There were some strange things.
There were some really strange
things. Thinking about it now.
Yeah, it was really odd. Okay, performances. What do you think of the main cast?
I think it was fine. Yeah, performances, as usual, I think were great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty unusual to find bad performances in a movie, don't you think, at this point?
I thought it was weird how... I think Anne Hathaway was possibly miscast because she's always, like, a really nice person in films.
Yeah.
And in this, she was, like, an alcoholic. He made bad decisions and stuff, which I guess is refreshing for her to play something different, but I kind of didn't really believe in it, in a way.
It worked for me.
Okay.
I thought, she was this nice person, but she suffered from alcoholism. That happens.
It happens.
You know?
It happens. Jason Sudeikis. Let me say his name.
I like him.
I was a bit upset with him, actually.
Yeah, it was quite you definitely felt that when it switched and you're like, oh shit. Aww. That guy seemed like a really nice guy and now I can't stand him.
Yes, now he's a douchebag.
Yeah, but that was clever.
I mean, he normally plays a very sort of similar role in films, doesn't he? He's like kind of the laughy kind of...
Yeah, exactly. That's why you kind of felt that it was going to be a funny, right?
Exactly. So I think the marketing and the trailers kind of missold this film. I mean, I'm not angry. I think they were going for the twist,
but the twist was big.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a, oh, there's a twist.
Yeah.
It was like a, now you've changed it into a whole different genre.
I mean, he beat her. He was, he was violent. Yeah. And I think he was also an alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
I never remember the right word.
He was definitely an alcoholic.
That is. Yeah. Okay. Also, Dan Stevens, I thought he was pretty funny, actually, as Tim.
He was pretty funny, but I mean, he had a minor role, really.
He wasn't in it very much.
Yeah.
So...
Overall, I'd say I...
Visual effects?
What do you think
of the monsters and the robots?
I thought they looked good. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Because it obviously wasn't meant to be too serious at that time, at least.
At that time.
Yeah, I thought they looked good. And I like the idea of them just sitting there and sort of dancing or whatever to their actions. And then the idea that one would slap the other one or whatever.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
I liked it. Yeah, it looked good. It looked good.
It was a good looking film. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it, really.
It was a bit weird at the end because it's like the whole reveal, so major spoilers now. But
even more spoilers.
Yeah, the whole kind of end thing is that because he was in wherever they were in America or whatever.
Yes.
And she went to Seoul.
Yeah.
And now the idea being that because they were both in America before their monsters were spawned in Seoul.
Yeah.
Now she was in Seoul, her monster would spawn in America.
Yep.
And so now they were kind of, it was like a little person versus a monster and a little person versus a monster. And then she picked him up, which I didn't understand how that worked because she couldn't see him.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
And
unless
then she
they can
picked
see
him
through
up.
Them? I don't know.
No, it didn't work. Okay. It didn't work. Okay. I guess she could see screens or something, but yeah, no, the payoff wasn't quite right there. Right. But I did enjoy it when she just sort of threw him into
was,
the distance.
Yeah, and the robot was like, woo! Yeah. That was good. I thought it was quite clever that the monster and robot were based on the toys that they had when they were kids.
Yeah.
That was like, oh.
I don't know if that was clever. Or just
clever,
kind of
but
daft.
You know, possibly daft. I feel like, is this like a weird superhero origins? Like
superhero
King,
origins.
Well, it's not a superhero. They kind of have powers, right?
They,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
didn't
know
go
what
into
this,
how they got the powers or anything. Because they literally both got hit by lightning and toys fell out of their bags and somehow their toys turned into real life super monsters.
I don't know. That just
it
appeared.
Was, it was strange.
It was weird. It anyway. Was let's round this off.
Let's round it
let's
off
round
then.
Let's round this off with a rating.
I would give it one thumbs up. I enjoyed it, okay?
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It was strange. Right. It was strange.
Yes.
But if you like strange and weird films like I do, then I would thoroughly recommend this film because it's something that you can sit and enjoy, I think, and kind of just have a laugh about. And
For me, I really enjoyed the first half of the film. I give or take the last half of the film, possibly.
Okay.
So for that reason, I will also give it one thumbs up.
Okay, yeah, I think I might have preferred it if it had stuck with the kind of first half of the film. Yeah.
Mixed with monsters.
Kind of gone with that, rather than trying to twist it up.
I feel like
this
film didn't know what it wanted to be. Possibly.
Well, that's what I was saying about the whole kind of Hancock thing.
Yes.
It's like it switches genres halfway through. It's like, well, what are you then, you know?
Mm.
But, yeah.
Okay, so overall, we have a Hulk rates this film. One thumbs out, too.
Yes.
Yes. So we're joined this week by special guest David Anders, who's currently starring as Blaine in iZombie. You may also know him as Dr. Victor Frankenstein, Once Upon a Time, John Gilbert from The Vampire Diaries, or Adam from Heroes. David discusses Series 3 of iZombie with us, so there will be spoilers, but I really hope you enjoy the interview. Right, so welcome David Anders, aka Blaine from iZombie. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well, thank you. I just took back an exorbitant amount of money of bedding back to a store. I didn't know I spent that much when I bought it, but I'm glad to get it back because it was terrible. It was terrible bedding.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful for that much money, too. I didn't,
so disappointing.
Yeah, not so. If you felt it, you would understand. But yeah, so the search continues. The search continues. On my way to the studio to record some songs.
Oh, okay. You do music as well?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Nice. Any particular type or?
this is actually a fun experiment. We're doing like every genre, and I want every song to float into the next one, and I want to wear as many different hats as possible. So,
nice.
I mean, I you know, my favorite shit is like Radiohead and stuff like that, but I come from the musicals, so you know there's going to be a splashy musical number in there.
So Radiohead mixed with, like, musicals.
Exactly.
Nice.
You know?
Okay.
But it's what the world wants. What the world
exactly.
Needs.
It's what we're missing at the moment, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Right, so let's kick off with questions. So what originally attracted you to the role of Blaine?
In the breakdown it said he was like James Spader in Pretty in Pink, but when I read it, it was like James Spader in Less Than Zero. So I guess the fact that he was at all close to James Spader, that's what Rob wanted anyway, attracted me to it. And of course, the writing of the pilot script was phenomenal. And the pages that they came up with for Blaine for the audition were phenomenal. Because, you know, Blaine was hardly in the pilot, as we know. So it was, it was a delight to say these words and be a part of something as cool as it is and as it's become.
Awesome. So, is it more fun playing human or zombie Blaine?
I think it's more fun playing zombie Blaine. let's say, is it more fun playing Blaine with his memories or Blaine without his memories?
Good point. Yeah.
That's a Blaine with his memories. You miss the snappy, whip smart Blaine of old this season, but it's a fun new hue to see and to have gotten to have played this past season. I would lean more towards zombie Blaine.
So how is his amnesia going to affect his relationship with Peyton, do you think?
As it stands now, I mean, the last time you saw Blaine and Peyton, they went off to the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's going well thus far.
Well, there's a bit of a kind of love triangle at the moment, sort of, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's a bit miffed at Ravi at the moment, and has a bit of a clean slate with Blaine, which is which formerly, you know, seemed impossible to do, but it's that old soap opera trope, that old memory loss thing.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, it was all a dream, says Patrick Duffy. it's working. It's working in his favor so far, as far as the Blaine Peyton thing is concerned. And
So, how long does it take to do your makeup for the show? Because it looks pretty impressive.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's different variations on the zombie that we have. You know, we have the full-on rage zombie, very rarely get to see Blaine in. Or live, for that matter, or a lot of zombies within the show. that takes about an hour. I mean, depending on how rage filled you are, and when it started, when Blaine was all had that wipe, it was about a good hour, and then, you know, there was shirtless stuff that he had to do, and you know, that tags it on. And when he was buried alive and then came back from the dead, you know, it all tacks on, you know. Depending on what's going on, it varies. It varies between an hour and two. I think they've gotten Rose down to a tight hour and a half, something like that.
Still crazy, though.
She looks, yeah, well, it's just, it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
true.
And she, they do such a wonderful job with Rose, and she's got that wonderful cherubic face that looks so good in zombie makeup. So, as opposed to mine, which, you know, you'd rather want to see tanned.
Nice.
Too many creases and crevices in my face.
Aww. So what's it like on the set of iZombie? I mean, I think I saw some behind the scenes, and it just looks so much fun. Do you have any funny stories you could tell us at all?
I know that, yeah, we do a lot of laughing. I can't think of funny stories. There's so many of them. I know that Buckley, every time he works with Malcolm, he just tries to get him to laugh. He'll hold his hand before a take or before some serious take. I know that he's always trying to cut him up. I'm more of a professional.
Of course, yes. You know?
There's so many. I mean, we love each other so much, and I always say that we're still in the honeymoon period, but the honeymoon period has lasted three seasons so far, and you know, now that we're on hiatus, we miss each other, and we gotta a constant text chain going. And
nice.
It's we're very lucky. So far, we're still in the honeymoon.
So far, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
we could get the divorce period soon.
Exactly.
So what's it like eating brains then? Do they look as bad? Do they taste as bad as they look?
They are. It's really the consistency to bite a line from the show. It's the consistency of them that hurts you more than anything. And it's made of, you know, agar, the Japanese or Chinese gelatin. And it's really just a flavor conduit of sorts that, so whatever you're putting on top of it is what you're really tasting. And then of course the chewy brain, coconutty brain. There's a coconutty hint to try and make it that much easier on the actors. But we always have a spit bucket.
Oh, wow.
So when you don't have to swallow it within the scene, you know, as soon as cut happens, you're spitting that bad boy right out.
Yeah.
And it's filling, too.
Oh. So, nice. Yeah. But you have to do it like a couple of takes, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to do 10 or more. You know what I mean? It depends. I mean, it's on your coverage. And if you see a PCU on the other person's coverage, then you got to be eating it then, too. But if you're clean in the shot, then. Yeah, you don't have to be chewing or swallowing that stuff.
Nice. So if you could eat anyone's brains, who would you pick?
How about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh.
That might be interesting.
Yeah. Nice.
I've always said Robert Plant in the past because I'd love to experience what that guy's experienced. But I've also said Justin Bieber because
you'd be doing us a favor.
I'd be doing you a favor. I'd say, yeah, I'd like to know what that's all about. And plus, you'd be dead.
Nice. So, what can we look forward to in the rest of Series 3? Because it's getting pretty intense at the moment with, you know, the whole memory wipe and palaver.
It's ramping up to something pretty big. I can say that. And you know, Blaine's memory wipe is just a blip on the radar of the zombie of Zombieland. Sorry, I'm just parking. You know how that is. it's ramping up to something pretty special and something pretty huge. That's going to affect the entire zombie universe, the iZombie universe, and every character within. It's gonna be light and fun, but it's gonna get pretty heavy towards the end. I can say that much.
Oh. So you've been in some other fantastic shows like Heroes, Once Upon a Time. If you could pick any other series to be in, which would you pick?
Huh? Like past or present or current?
Any?
Huh. I would have loved to bet on Cheers.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. That would have been an amazing show to be a part of. That was a show as a kid that I always lobbied my parents hard to allow me to stay up to watch. It was on at 9, and that was my bedtime. So, and, you know, it dealt with some pretty heavy issues for a kid to be seeing and had some pretty crass and sexy stuff going on in there that... I absolutely loved, and I remember thinking as a young child that Kirstie Alley was the best on-screen crier I've ever seen. I think I said that to my parents, and they were like, looked at me like, "How many on-screen criers have you seen?" I think it was a foreshadow of what was to come for me.
Nice.
That kid's gonna be an actor. That kid's gonna be an actor. And I mean, she's one of the best comedic on-screen crits ever in the history of. I met her years later, you know, here in Los Angeles, and I told her as much, and she said, "Oh my God, thank you so much." She was lovely. But yeah, that would have been cool to be on Cheers.
So last one, are you working on anything else at the moment? Or are you going to any conventions at all?
Yeah, I mean, other than the music that I spoke about, it's hard to fit stuff in, but you know, there's little things here and there that we're looking for, maybe a little movie or a TV show, but nothing concrete as of now. I got a convention in Telford coming up.
Oh, Fan Zone, yeah.
The Fan Zone, Telford. And a one in Phoenix the week after that. So that is May 17th or 18th or 19th in England, and then the next weekend in Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice. So you get to see your co-stars home then, in Britain.
Yeah. I'll be able to hang out with, I won't maybe front load my time in London to hang out with Raoul and stuff, but I did that last year. I didn't get to see his England though. He more came to me in Shoreditch. I was in Shoreditch, which was a lot more fun, he said, than where he was stationed. But I still want to see his part. Which I'm not quite sure of the name. But yeah, I think Rose and Raoul and I are doing Telford, and then I don't know if anybody else from the show is doing Phoenix with me the following week.
Nice.
Cool.
So thank you very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. I hope I was informative and I didn't kill anybody on the road, so that's good.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah, so good luck with your look for bedding.
Thanks, darling. I appreciate that.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Listen to question time.
So we'll see you guys on Twitter if you'd like to send us any questions for our Q&A. And you have sent so many, so thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Really enjoy doing these. And Chris, you had a new idea, didn't you? So we said we'd the most creative question would win # best talk pod question of the week award.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Did you want to put it in like league tables and stuff?
Well, yeah, we could do like top three and then we could rank them and then we could like put them into tables and then decide who wins at the end of the month or something.
What do they actually, they win, yes, the honour of being.
Yeah, prestige.
Yes.
The prestige of being the, yes, I don't know.
Yeah. So let's kick this off with Power Signs at Power Signs. He asked, what does your comic storage area look like? So it's pretty much just a kind of geeky bookcase, right?
Yeah, it's a bookcase. So what I've done is we've got obviously all the different levels in the bookcase.
Yes.
One side we have books to the right, and then the next to the left, and the next to the right, and the next to the left. So it's kind of like shaped, you know, mixed up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some of our kind of figures in the spaces.
Yes. So yeah, we've got quite a lot of graphic novels on one, we've got comic books on another, and we've got quite a lot of Funko Pops. We've also got a Captain America Shield replica that we got in one of the loot crates, I think,
something like that
you may appreciate, pal. We've also got little Lego figures that you've probably seen possibly on Twitter. We've got a couple of daubs, some fabrications, and lots of Lego Batman figures. So yeah, just a bit of memorabilia.
Yeah, a few travel books and things.
A few travel books, yeah, DC bombshells. So yeah, quite a lot of geeky things. I think you would appreciate the shelf, but the collection is also growing, so I think once we filled it all up we'll take a photo and let you know, maybe.
Once it's sort of half filled, we'll start getting rid of the odd stuff, right?
No,
we have to.
Okay But yeah, let us know what your comic storage area looks like, because I'm sure it's very, very impressive.
Send us a picture.
So Robert at I Am Robster asked, what's your most prized nerdy possession? I had to think about this, and I thought, possibly, we've not actually got it displayed, but there's two posters that we had signed. One is a David Attenborough one, which is pretty close to my heart.
Yeah.
And also a Dr. Faustus poster signed by Kit Harington, which is also quite impressive. But you signed it on the back of the poster, which was a bit odd. I know, I was like, how do you display this?
God damn you, Kit Harington.
Very odd. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know for me. I think for me, it's probably my computers.
You have a lot of computers.
I have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, maybe 10 computers.
But that's kind of one of your hobbies, isn't it? You kind of build computers.
I like to build computers. Yeah. Yes. So, but I haven't done many in a while, but I might do a Ryzen build soon. So that'll be fun.
You've got lots of cool looking fans and stuff, haven't you?
Cool looking fans.
That's the most I go to.
Cases.
Cases of fans and things. So thank you for sending in your question. Basement Condition at Beamant Condition asked, you get sent to the future and it turns out Skynet has indeed taken over. Oh no. Which member of the Avengers do you choose to be your bodyguard? It's got to be the Hulk, really, hasn't it?
Be the Hulk.
Although, he's a bit unstable, right?
He's so unstable, but I mean, he loves us. So.
Well, you'd hope so.
He protects us. Yeah. You know, he's very protective of us.
Well, from so me, it's definitely the Hulk. For you, maybe Iron Man, because he's definitely your favourite, right? Iron Man. You do love Iron Man.
But no, the Hulk. It's got to be the Hulk.
Okay, all right. Great question, though. I was like, oh, futuristic. Her Highness, King Bruno Baratheon, at Bruno Baratheon, asked if you could live anywhere, real or imaginary, where would you live?
So I don't know why this happened to me, but immediately my thoughts went to the magic faraway tree.
I never heard of this before.
So it's an Enid Blyton book.
Oh, is that the same person who did like Famous Five?
Yes.
Okay, this makes more sense. Okay.
My mum used to love Enid Blyton books, so yeah. she kind of read all those to us as kids. But yeah, the magic faraway tree was one where you would go to different lands. There would be like a sweetie land and stuff.
Wow.
And they all lived in this big tree. And it was like they had their own little like rooms and everything. And there was Moonface. And he had like this
by the way, it's getting so slide. Animated. I know you can't see this, but...
I'm so animated. There was a slide. And it went down to the bottom of the tree. And yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there. That sounds amazing. Oh.
It certainly captured my imagination at the time. Bless. I don't know why my mind went there. I'd probably... I don't know. Nowadays. I can't think of it. Yeah.
Okay.
What would you say?
For me, initially, I was like, oh, it's got to be Hobbiton, right?
Okay.
Because that's amazing. Yeah. It's lovely. And I think I'd fit in because I'm quite small with curly hair. Right? And hairy toes. No, take that back.
Well, do you?
Yeah. Oh. Otherwise, when I was thinking about it, because obviously your mum read you those books, my mum read me Harry Potter. And I was like, that would actually be amazing to live in the Harry Potter land, like Hogwarts, but without... Voldemort, possibly.
Right.
Like at the end when everyone's all happy and peaceful.
You can't just choose the good parts.
But anywhere we're magical, I think that would be fantastic. Yeah, I mean, and chocolate frogs and stuff. Yes, definitely.
Indeed.
Thanks for sending you a question.
Thank you.
So Comic Fest Podcast at Comic Art Fest Pod asked, with Dread being announced as a TV show, what other non-superhero comic property would you like to see on TV?
I mean, for me, it'd probably be Lock and Key. I mean, we've already talked about this.
We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah, I really like Lock and Key. V for Vendetta, maybe?
Yeah, I think that would work.
As a TV show? Yeah, maybe. What else? Like, Watchmen is definitely superhero.
That's super superhero.
So, yeah, I guess those would be my two choices.
Why the Last Man? Is that classed as superhero? I don't think it is. I mean, all the men have been wiped out and it's only one man left with a monkey. I'm going to go with Why the Last Man. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
Yeah, so something along those lines, I think. Thanks for sending in your question. So Mark, Nation of Nerds, at Nation of Nerds, asked, you are on a deserted island. What are the 3 movies, 3 books, and 3 songs that you would want to have possession of? Wow. Okay. We're going to have to give this a think. So we've put a lot of thought into this. We did actually pause it while we were recording. Right. So Chris, you want to kick this off?
Sure. So for movies, I'd say, you know, when I was younger, I've already mentioned this, but Fifth Element is something I watched a lot, so I'd probably have that one. Maybe something like V for Vendetta, or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely have a bit of a kind of almost...
One person against the world society sort of thing.
What's the word for that? Like anarchy?
Yeah, possibly.
Bit of an anarchistic vibe. And then probably Matrix...
Yes, because that is your favourite film, basically.
Yes, and it speaks to me. Hmm. What about you for movies?
Dark Knight, because I've watched that. I think that's the film I've watched the most times ever.
Yeah.
Inception, and also The Lion King, because that was my favourite film when I was a kid.
That's interesting. I didn't think of Disney movies.
Yes, well, you have to, you know, cheer yourself up when you're on a...
I'm going to throw Aladdin in there. We'll have 4. Oh, it's fine, we'll have 4.
Shocking. Right, books.
Books for me, Terry Pratchett is one of my favourite authors. So I'd have a Discworld novel, just a random one. I like them all, mostly. Michael Crichton, I really enjoy. So one of his books.
Yep.
And then probably a Bear Grylls survival guide, because, we're on a desert island too, guys. We need some practical information.
Yes.
What about you?
Harry Potter and The Hobbit, because we just talked about those in our last one. And yeah, I would have put a Bear Grylls survival thing. Yeah. So
it's just sensible, right?
It is, yes. Songs?
songs. I was going to say, like, Wake Up, Rage Against the Machine, because, you know, I am a dozy MF. And I need to, you know, sometimes just come out of that kind of in my brain situation into the real world.
Yeah, next one.
Probably a Linkin Park song, maybe like Faint or something. I like that. Or it could be like Foo Fighters, or maybe...
Or maybe Muse. Or
maybe Muse, probably Muse. Maybe like 21 Pilots.
Yep.
Stressed Out. I really like that song. Kind of speaks to me.
It's quite a good album, isn't it?
So that's five options, or six.
You're so greedy. For me, it's got to be The Killers, Mr. Brightside, because that's my favourite ever song. Right. So good. Something from James Spencer McMorrow, because that would just kind of chill you out quite good. And either something a bit jolly. So either The Foundations, Build Me a Buttercup, because you can't not be in a bad mood when you...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True, right? Because they're both super nice songs.
Yeah. Sure. I can get behind that.
So Jack and the Geekstalk at Jack Geekstalk asked, if you have a magic tree that could grow an endless supply of one thing, what would it be? Now I'm going to answer for Chris straight away. That's going to be wine, right? You are a wine
money.
Fiend. Yes. Okay. Touche.
An endless supply of money would certainly help.
Yes.
Because then you could just do whatever you want. You wouldn't have to worry about monies.
Yes.
Wine would also be nice.
Okay.
But that's also called a grapevine.
Yes.
Those exist.
They do.
You can get those.
I think for me, pizza.
A pizza tree.
Wow. That would be fantastic. You see, wow. I squander my wishes. Pizza. You're like, money. And I'm like, pizza. Dear. Ken Major at Ken Major 83 asked, okay, if they were to make a movie of your life, which five song would you have to appear on the soundtrack? I think you pretty much answered this one, really.
We've already talked songs, so I'm probably going to have to go back to that, haven't we?
Okay, so for you, Muse, Foo Fighters, 21 Pilots, Linkin Park.
Where'd
you get the machine? Yeah, that's pretty much your kind of...
I mean, I like songs from all those people, so some of the best ones.
Yes.
What about you?
I mean, it's tricky. I mean, so the soundtrack of your life, or...
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Or the ones you like, or... I don't know.
Yeah.
I've always said I wanted my own soundtrack. You know when you're just walking down the street in a musical, they're just like singing along.
I mean, if it was literally a soundtrack for my life, it'd just be dozy as, you know, dozy AF.
Right. Mine would be like a Disney soundtrack, okay? A Disney/musical soundtrack, I think. They're pretty much the same thing anyway, right? So if I was going to do that, I think I'd sprinkle in a bit of like Aladdin with Lion King, Moana.
Sure,
That's a good question. Jungle Book? I got one more choice. Possibly Hercules. I love that one. That was a good soundtrack. Yep. So,
no, I think you win.
Yep. Yours is like all you anarchy and rah.
Yeah,
mine's like,
I'm starting to think now. It doesn't really describe my life because it's like angry.
That is true.
I'm not really angry.
You were just like lay back.
Yeah, exactly.
Lay back. I'm vertical.
I couldn't be more horizontal.
Yes, indeed. So Nerd Chatting at Nerd Chatting asked, what TV show would you want to have a recurring starring role in? And whilst you're away, who helped Chris/Nick on podcast and YouTube duties?
Yeah, it's okay. A recurring.
Interesting. Definitely not Game of Thrones because we would be dead straight away. True.
Probably Stargate for me.
Oh,
one of my favourite TV shows ever. Or maybe Star Trek.
Oh, difficult.
Definitely sci-fi. Go for.
Obviously. It's you, obviously. Isn't it? Obviously. For me, it would have to be a superhero one, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just love to have superpowers. But one that's not too drama-y. So...
But you like those ones.
Well... In doses. Okay.
In large doses.
Oh, I know. It's going to be Legends of Tomorrow. Because that one's not drama-y. That one's really fun.
Yeah, okay.
So, yep. Sorted. While we're away, who helps Chris and Nicola on podcast duties?
Nobody.
Is this a you want to help us?
Yeah.
Because that's really nice. Thank you.
You can help us. Yeah. I mean, if you want to.
We are away in June the 15th. For a couple of weeks. I think we're going to Canada, so
that'll be good.
We won't be doing we could probably like schedule them, maybe.
We'll see. Probably take a break at that point.
Yeah, that's maybe. Superhero Poll Plus at Superhero Poll asked, you're on a deserted island, pick one to spend time with on the sand, Anakin or Rey?
Okay, well for me, you know, which Anakin are you talking about first? Are you talking about little kid Anakin? Because that's weird.
No, that would be fun, because he'd have his pod racer, right?
Yeah, but he's a kid.
I know, but then you can play pod racing all day, and that would be fun.
That would be kind of fun, but I mean, from an outside perspective, it's weird you chose to spend time on an island with a kid.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Slightly older less, Anakin.
He's the less annoying version of Anakin, right?
Right, but then yeah. That's what I'm saying. Now he's older.
Okay.
He's like the...
He's like moody, grumpy moody, teenager.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You don't want to hang out with him. Yeah. So that's definitely a no. And then as he gets older, he's freaking Darth Vader. You want to hang out with Darth Vader on an island? I don't think so.
No.
So although, it's going to have to be Rey.
If he's on your side, he could protect you, right?
So you're saying I'm a bad guy now?
No,
you're saying,
no.
You're saying I'm a bad guy. You're saying
well,
I'm...
your musical choices are quite dark.
Yeah.
For me, it'd have to be Rey. I think, because then she could teach you things, so she's quite good at engineering, and she'd be good at, like, because she...
Yeah, exactly, because she went into the thing and salvaged things.
Yes!
So she's good at salvaging things.
She's a scavenger, and then makes her own thing. So, see you go.
It's pretty clearly
the smart person in this relationship.
Okay, I'd already thought of that, actually, but I'd just forgotten.
Okay. So Nerdify at nerdify_MCR asked... With the election coming up, what comic book / pop culture character would you want to be Prime Minister and why? Ooh, very topical.
Yeah, very topical. I would say that no one who wants to be in politics should be allowed to be Prime Minister for a start. So I'd go for someone with just like the best intentions, you know, probably Cap, something like Cap.
Oh, Pal would be proud of you.
Really? Yeah.
And not Hydra Cap though, right?
Obviously not.
Obviously
not. someone just with the best of intentions, you know, who's going to try and make the best choices and not say bullshit things.
Yes, exactly.
Which
not
aren't
lie
true
about everything. And
because that's just what politicians do now. They just say they're going to do something and then they don't do it.
With the whole, this thing really annoyed me. I know we're not talking about politics at all because we're not that kind of podcast. But you know with the whole, EU, get out of the EU. And then it was, what's his face from stupid UKIP? And he was like, he got that bus, that thing on the side of the bus. And he said, all the money we'd save, we're going to give it to the NHS. I was like, well, really? Sure. That really happened. Anyway, rant over. For me, I think either Beast from X-Men because he's super clever.
Sure, yeah, someone with a bit of
intelligence. That would be handy.
Help.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, Captain America would be very good. Mm. Trying to think of someone
else. It would have to be a team, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You want someone who's going to lead, like
True.
Cap.
Yeah.
And then you want Beast or whatever and some other people who are
to
actually going
to
support them. Yeah,
and...
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
We think of too much into this.
We are, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So Ben at I Am Savagnum asked, the world is in danger. You must assemble your own Avengers-style team. You can pick from any fandom, TV, comics, etc. Who do you pick? Now, I just had to clarify how many were allowed. And he said 6. So.
Okay.
Go for it. I've got some.
Yeah, okay, you go.
Sherlock,
okay.
Doctor Who.
Okay.
Captain America.
Okay.
Hulk, of course, right? Because he will be your muscle and the bodyguard. So how many is that? 4? 4?
Sure.
This is actually really difficult. I think it's super hard. I've got 2 more picks. Well, we hold on to that thought. Chris, have you got any?
I'd probably go with Mal, Jane, Wash.
Firefly?
Yeah. I'd go with the Firefly crew.
Okay, interesting.
They would not be a good choice, actually.
Well, they do kind of get into a lot of bad things.
They're kind of scavengers. They don't really save planets.
They're scoundrels. It's fine.
Scoundrels.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm changing my mind on that.
Okay. Let me guess. Someone from Stargate, someone from Star Trek, someone from Supernatural.
Yeah, I'd go for Neil, Sam, Daniel. I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably go with the SG-1 team.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, I found...
It's only 4 of them, but...
I think of my other ones. Tyrion Lannister, because he would be the brains, right?
Okay.
He would be very good. And the brawn, I think, to go with Hulk, would obviously be Jon Snow, right?
You could have Drax the Destroyer, though.
Oh,
that'd be quite a good brawn, right?
That is good. Drax
just have the
Hulk.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that would be good. Oh, so
this is
difficult.
A difficult
question. This is so difficult.
I'm sorry, Ben.
Thank you for the difficult
question.
So skip to the end at STTE Podcast asked, who would you choose to make the best family ever made up of different movie characters? Pick a mum, dad, brother and sister.
Okay, so we were talking about this a little bit. We were thinking comedy.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're thinking Step Brothers immediately. Yeah. So you got Will Ferrell and you got...
John C. Reilly.
Mm-hmm. So I'd maybe go for John C. Reilly as the dad.
Okay.
And then Will Ferrell as the kid.
That would not work. Right?
Yeah, but it's funny, right? Okay. I think it would be funny.
So you're going to go for like a sitcom style thing?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Who would you pick as a mum and sister then?
That's the difficult part, okay. I think.
Amy Poehler, maybe?
Amy Poehler's pretty funny.
But would it be movie characters? Ooh. I don't know, from Parks and Recreation. Oh.
So I'd probably go for Ripley as the mum, because, you know, she ain't taking no shit. That she's going to gonna protect her children. Yeah. So I'd probably say Katniss.
Katniss Everdeen from?
From The Thing.
The Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yes. So she'll be a best sister, right? Because she'll protect again.
Right, so we've got two strong female characters, yes, and two just idiotic male yeah characters.
I don't know how well that's going to go down.
It could work.
For me, I think for best sister, I would have to choose... I can't remember her name, the character's name from 10 Things I Hate About You. You know, the older sister.
Yeah.
I think she'd be great.
That's
true. She'd be a great sister.
Those are some options.
Anyway. There are some options, yeah. They're probably not great. But let us know which ones you would pick. Yeah. They're probably better than ours. I think it's really dad and brother that we can't really nail down, possibly. Okay, best movie dad has to be Mufasa, right? From The Lion King. He's amazing. Or maybe Bruce Willis's character from Armageddon. Because he, like, pretty much, you know, sacrifices himself, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good dad, right? Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe Zeus from Hercules. Also a very good dad.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Difficult.
Yeah, but anyway, let us know what you would pick. Yeah. So thank you very much for all of your questions. We absolutely love you sending them in. And yeah, if you want to send any more in for future episodes, how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
Well, firstly, who wins?
Oh, that is a good question. Who wins? What's the award again?
Best Hulk something.
So, hashtag Best Hulk Pod Question of the Week Award.
Yes.
So, who's that going to go to then?
So, the winner this week for our Best Hulk Pod Question Week hashtag is Ben at I Am the Vagno.
Ben, you win! Yay!
Yay!
You win the honorary award. Closely followed by Nerdfy, because they were also your second favourite, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But thumbs up to everyone. I really like Basement Conditions questions as well.
Yeah, good questions.
Yeah, guys. Great questions this week. So thank you very much for sending those in.
Thank you. So if you want to send us any questions, just email us at wehaveahogpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch with us at twitter.com/wehaveahogpod.
That's probably the best one to do.
Yes. We're also on facebook.com/wehaveahogpod and instagram.com/wehaveahogpod and also youtube.com/wehaveahog.
So thanks very much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or any recommendations for anything you'd like us to watch or read, then how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
So Gmail.
Send us an email at Gmail.
Right.
Yes.
We have a hotbot at gmail.com.
Yes.
All
our social media handles are very similar, so...
We have a hotbot.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yes, or YouTube.com/
We have a hook. And if you want to find out all our podcasts, all our YouTube videos in one simple space, all you need to do is type wehaveahawk.co.uk into YouTube, into Indeed. Google.
Into Google. Yes.
Not doing this very well. Oh, super profesh.
So profesh.
So next week, not sure yet, but I'm sure we'll
do a similar format this week. Yeah. So we'll do one major review and then all our other things. So, you know, the usual stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you once again for listening, and we'll hope to see you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks, assemble!